K1 Thursday morning, and opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos with K1 Car Talk and Dungis Auto, the home of the 995 oil change. I was out there Saturday morning for your $5 car sale, and
wasn't it great? We had a really nice crowd. Some people spent the night, I guess.
At least two different buyers that I'm aware of that apparently camped out. They wanted to be first and second in line.
Hey, we made some people some great deals on cars, and it was really a fun day for us. We sold over 20 cars and had a great time. It was really special.
Well, it was interesting for me to be out there for consumer calls for 3 hours and just to see the excitement that people were coming out to say, okay, they're already good cars, but I want a bargain.
That's right. Well, this is about bargains. These are our wholesale cars. A lot of times these are cars we would normally take to the auction. We keep a lot of them now that pass our basic safety inspection. We call them Dungis Wholesale. But this event has a life of its own, obviously. It's kind of like a one in the lottery, when you get the $5 car, and you never know who's gonna pick that, right? It's really exciting and a lot of fun. But everybody gets a great deal because we slash the prices on all the used cars, and actually this month it's red tag sale month in August, and that's when we do our model year start. Really, the big push to clear the lot for the model year, and so the 17s are on their way out, and the 18s are on their way in, and we have discounted the prices on the lot. We put red tags on every vehicle and lowered them as low as we can, and made it simple for you. And really, same idea as with the $5 car sale, to cut the price, make it easy, no negotiation necessary.
Yeah.
Let's make it easy.
And you bring up the end of the model year, and I know that the manufacturers stagger those things anymore, but I still get a little bit nostalgic for the traditional end of the model year where you put the butcher block paper over the windows with maybe a couple little cutouts so we could see what was or was not sitting in the,
I miss those days too, but you think about it, there's so many models now and many different vehicles, and they do stagger this thing really throughout the year, because the rule is you can't come out with an 18 until you get into 17. So there have been a few 18s on the lot already. We've got the brand new 2018 Camry is here. It's on the lot. It's beautiful.
I took a look at it Saturday. It's great.
It is awesome. So we've got them already. But this time of year too, the big thing is, of course, this is, there's several big times of years when the incentives kind of reach their peak. This is clearance time for Ford and Toyota and many of the other manufacturers because of this traditional cycle. A lot of their plants are switching over to make the new model year, and so they do want to clear the lots, make room for those. The manufacturers really need us to have room on the lot in order to keep building cars.
Sure.
So they raise the incentives this time of year. They know people too. Some people will want to wait for the new model year.
Sure.
And new models are always coming out, but that makes for great deals on the old model. And that's the tried and true one, and the one that's going to work for you. So
and that's the one that there's all kinds of user reviews out there.
That's right.
I liked the Sync 3, or I didn't like whatever. It was an opportunity for people to give their honest opinion. And a review is still only one man's opinion, but it's somebody that is driving one.
They're out there these days. Reviews, in fact, as everyone, and this whole social media thing, and with review sites and the internet, and how people research what they want to do and purchasing a vehicle. So much information out there of stuff like reviews, and whether they're professional or third party reviews or just public comment, it's all valuable to you. It can be informative, but it can be misleading too.
Sure.
You need to, that's really our job, is to help you make those decisions, keep it simple as possible and quick. What we do is we try to really help you through that process as much as we can before you come in, if possible, because that's going to make it much more efficient for you if you're coming in to purchase a vehicle. If we know what your trade is, if there are any, if you want to finance the vehicle, we can go ahead and take care of that. So there's a lot of ways to speed it up, to make sure that we're on the same page with you when you come into the dealership.
And I think that's what I at least have observed, either coming in as a buyer or just being out there for other things and seeing how the customers are treated.
That's what we try to do. Yeah. It is so, we talk about it all the time. It's about our people. Everything is about the people that work at Dungis and how they treat our customers, right?
Yeah.
And treating treating each other with respect and being honest and up and straightforward. That's true to our values. That's what we've always done at Dungis. And, you know, we're not perfect by no means. And I say that every day, but we sure strive to get better every day. And we work really hard to have the best people and to make sure that they're true to our values too, and really want to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And then we go on from there. I mean, that's the...
Yeah, and I know I've heard you quote, I think it was your dad, say, you know, that you know, anybody can sell the first car. He wants to sell the second, third, and fourth car in that family.
Yeah, in the family, and just to build that relationship, because it is so important to have relationships. I mean, that's what our communities are built on, and it's, you know, that's why we do stuff like the 995 oil change and the value-added stuff that we do. I mean, people ask, how can you do that? I can't even buy the oil for that. And no, you can't, and I can't really either. It isn't something we make money on at 995, and that well, we do it because we want your business. We want you to come in and check us out. We want you to buy your next vehicle from us. We want to have all the other dealers' customers come into Dungis, and that's why we do that. And we work really hard to balance that with excellent customer service and with great people that do a really great job for you. And you know, we're always striving to get better and better at that.
Well, that 995 oil and filter change is more than just an oil and filter change. You get the written report card, you get the fluids topped off if you're rotating tires at the same time.
It's the same thing we used to do for when we sold the oil changes for $29.95.
Yeah.
And it's up to 5 quarts of semi-synthetic OEM quality new oil, no used oil. People sometimes ask about that. No, folks, we don't use used oil. That would not be wise. You know, it's complicated these days because a lot of cars shouldn't probably use that semi-synthetic oil.
Right.
The manufacturer may have built your car to have synthetic oil. There's all, you know, Toyota and is changing to a new synthetic oil in some models. And, you know, so that it is complex. Your vehicle is engineered for certain oil, and synthetic oils I can't sell for $9.95. We have great prices on that as well, and so give them a call. That will help you out with what's the right oil and the right service for your vehicle. Yeah. But most vehicles still on the road here will take the semi-synthetic oil that we use and that the manufacturers recommend. That's up to 5 quarts. If you need a couple of quarts extra, the amount of oil in each vehicle is a little bit different based on the engine. But if you need a couple quarts extra, maybe 20 or 30% of the vehicles do, then it's just a couple dollars more.
Do you occasionally run into that situation where somebody with one of those cars that should take the synthetic come in for an oil change and you say, you know, I'll be happy to do it? But
all the time. I think the value that's represented by the 995 oil change is awfully tempting to people.
Yeah.
You know, I certainly would never recommend it on a vehicle under a new vehicle warranty. It would void your warranty as far as the manufacturer is concerned. You need to use the oil that they say you should use. You know, on an older vehicle, and as long as you maintain the vehicle and it's in great shape, and you need to change the oil more often than you would with synthetic. So I don't know if you really are going to gain what you're trying to do by saving that.
Yeah.
But your vehicle is not engineered for that. But I do see people all the time that take advantage of our low price and do that, yes.
Yeah, well, but again, as I sit here talking to you, that becomes an informed choice by
the
customer.
Well, that's what we try to do. Yeah. You know, Charlie, we have a lot of times that we do present a good, better, and best option in a service environment, because we know that price is important to you, but also the quality of what you get. And on things like brakes, on things like tires, on things like even batteries, you know, they do perform differently. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, so they're engineered to work right. I mean, you want one that's engineered to work right with your vehicle. Mm-hmm. The OEM brake pad, for instance, is made by Ford or Toyota or whoever, and that brake pad is made for your vehicle.
Right.
An aftermarket one, there are some great high-quality ones. They'll work almost as well as the manufacturer one. There are some lower-quality ones that don't work maybe quite as well. They may perform very well as far as stopping your vehicle, but they may have other issues, maybe noise or other wear issues quickly and stuff like that. So you just want to be able to consider all of that and make an informed decision.
And that's what your maintenance professionals are there to present the facts.
It's just like buying a car, you know, helping, informing people, helping them through the process to get to the end and trying to build your confidence in what we do and doing that every day.
Yeah. And I know that the selection out there continues to be, you know, as wide a selection as you can fit on the, well, on the square footage you've got on the lot.
I was looking earlier this week, and we had about 400 vehicles on the lot available for sale, new and used. Just incredible selection of vehicles. A lot of people think you've got to go to the big city to look at everything. You know, frankly, with even the volume that we sell and the number of vehicles we have on the lot, we can't have everything. But we go out, we'll get it for you if we don't have something. Some models have a lot of different variations, and so you may just want something that's rare, and we can go get that for you, too.
And we've talked about that before. The people will come in with a printout from your website or Ford website or Toyota website.
Well, there are
website,
places where you can build a vehicle, and sometimes that can be a little misleading because, obviously, we try to stock the best-selling stuff, and sometimes if you build something that isn't readily, common, I guess, then it might be harder to find. But usually it's out there, and sometimes we see there's only a few in the country, though, that has happened. And, sometimes we'll go to great lengths all over the country, really, to get somebody a vehicle. It's amazing where you go for a dealer trade or to buy a used car.
Yeah, I've heard the stories, and I know from your customers that you have gone above and beyond what they thought you would probably do.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's about that, taking care of people and the relationship, and that's just what we try to do, and, that's... anyway, thank you.
What do you got to highlight this morning?
Well, today we want to talk about something that's close to your heart, Charlie.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we've got an event coming up, the second annual Law Enforcement Recognition Night through Crime Stoppers.
Right.
So I didn't invite any guests in. I thought I'd give you an opportunity to tell us about this passion of yours. And I know you've been working on Crime Stoppers for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us, why do you do that? What sparked your interest in Crime Stoppers?
Well, first of all, just having worked in different communities news-wise before I even moved to Bartlesville 20 years ago, I was aware of the local connections in different communities. But shortly after I arrived in Bartlesville in 97, Dr. Brian Shane gave me a call and said, hey, we need somebody from the media on the Crime Stoppers board.
Okay.
And I was on the board for about 6 or 7 years. The board kind of has a policy, you need to take a year or two off. We don't want the membership to get stale. And then came back on the board about 10 years ago and have been, just active in the board ever since.
Well, it's a great organization.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people, they may see something about it, about what you do, but, you need to raise money in order to accomplish what you do. And this was an event that helps you recognize law enforcement and hopefully raise some money.
Well, and again, going back to the basic mission of Crime Stoppers, we are not law enforcement,
right.
but we are there to give the public an opportunity to anonymously report what they know.
Right.
We know from, I don't care if you want to talk about growing up on a school playground, what other kids in the playground are doing.
Yeah, and it actually works.
Yeah.
I mean, the crimes are prevented, crimes are solved because of this in our community all the time.
Sure. And I enjoy telling the original Crime Stopper story. It was 40 years ago last September, so it'll be 41 years next month. It was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It was an armed robbery of a Phillips 66 station at night. At the time, 40 years ago, there weren't all the cameras that we have today. So the detective involved in the case really had very little to go on as far as, what type of a suspect to look for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you got to thinking, okay, how can I get information from the public? What's it going to take? And why don't people come forward more often? Why do we see that apathy of people, it's not my problem, it's not my fault? And so he looked at a way to overcome that apathy, reluctance to call. And he said, well, okay, let's make it anonymous. We don't want to know your name. And then he said, okay, some people are motivated by a reward. So, he came up with a way to offer a reward for information, went to a Albuquerque TV station and did a reenactment of what they believed the crime was and said, here's a phone number for you to call if you know something. And the story first appeared on a 6 o'clock newscast on an Albuquerque TV station. The officer involved was sitting at the phone at the police station. Obviously, no caller ID at the time.
Right.
People were, and the phone started ringing nearly immediately after the reenactment. Solved that case, and also solved three other murders in the Albuquerque area in the process of that 24 hours.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. And all, I mean, just from giving people the opportunity to help with something like that. And it is all about preventing crime and reducing crime in our community, which I think everybody who lives here is for.
And the Crime Stoppers program principle of guaranteed anonymity has been tested all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Oklahoma has a great law that prevent, we're not even subject to subpoenas,
I didn't know that.
John Ford, Earl Sears, and Steve Martin at the time sponsoring that bill in the state legislature, so that if it comes to it, if a defense attorney were to try to subpoena what we might know, first of all, the judge, it has to be done in the judge's chambers. It can't just be a subpoena for information.
Okay.
We use a call center so that the caller ID information is scrubbed off before it ever gets to the person answering the phone.
Mm-hmm.
When you call us at 918-336-CLUE, you're not talking to a police officer. You're talking to somebody trained in taking Crime Stoppers calls.
Okay.
Through our app, P3 Tips, with smartphone app on whatever phone you're typing to use. Again, it's a web-based application on your phone. Again, the information on how it's connected to your phone gets scrubbed off before it ever gets to our information. So we don't know who you are. We have no way really of...
You don't even know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And first of all, we don't know, and we take quite a few pains to make sure that, you know, your anonymity is preserved. We pay the tips, pay the rewards out through a local banking institution that we've kind of worked things out on how they, are not sure.
So that's at arm's length, too.
Yeah.
You don't even know who comes to get the money.
Yeah. We've done that. Like any other nonprofit, we gain our funding through either local fundraisers or other grants and things that we raise money through. We're not a member of the United Way, but we do try to raise money as we can.
Uh-huh.
Our event tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night
at Hilton Garden Inn. And by the way, some tickets are still available. 918-331-8241 is one number you can call and get tickets.
Okay.
We will honor officers from the police departments that we support. Washington County, Nowata County Sheriff's Departments, Bartlesville, Dewey, Ramona, South Coffeyville, City of Coffeyville.
Wow.
So our City of Nowata.
So people from all those communities.
Yeah. They have nominated their individual officer of the year. Chief Holland also gave us a dispatcher of the year, because the City of Bartlesville does dispatching for not only the city but for the county. Also, Washington County Sheriff Rick Silver has given us a jailer of the year, detention officer of the year, because we wanted to specialize and recognize those people that do some specialized work.
And it's tomorrow night at Hilton Garden Inn.
Yep.
And it's the second annual law enforcement recognition event. When does it start?
Doors open at 6. The event actually starts at 7. Dinner will be served at 7. Hilton Garden Inn's got a great menu for
us. Awards.
Yeah. Our guest speaker is a former member of the Crime Stoppers USA board, national board.
Oh.
She is a retired teacher from the Laredo school system, Laredo, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Being right there on the border, dealing with the cartel trade back and forth, it was a school Crime Stoppers program that she headed up, giving students the opportunity to get involved in doing the right thing. Laredo being right there on the border and the cartels, the problem primarily with the students is the fact that you've got a relatively poor population in a lot of ways in a large city like you would expect, and the students are tempted to become drug mules for the cartels.
Mm.
Kind of, I'll use her quote, the youngsters tell her that, they'd rather, die young but die rich than live a long time poor like their parents.
And that's sad.
Yeah. she's got some great stories to tell.
Wow, that'll be very interesting. Yeah. So, and if they, once again, if you want tickets to that, what do they need to do?
918-331-8241 is the number of one of our board members that can get you going. The individual seat is $50. We got a great meal, but part of your ticket is, of course, a donation to Crime Stoppers.
Well, this is, this is something we're really glad you work on, Charlie, and I know we've been working with you on this for a long time.
You're one of our great sponsors for this event.
Larry Cohey used to work for us, worked with you on this.
Was
for
a member of
while.
Our Crime Stoppers board when he lived here in the county.
Yeah.
I want to thank our.
I spoke to him a few weeks ago, and he about this event, and he was very he was. Working for you still, I think, Charlie.
He has the skills, same skills that he had when he was an employee at Dungeous Family of Autos.
Yes, definitely.
Well,
he used to be on the radio show, so some of you may remember him. But
sure.
Anyway, again, tomorrow night, Crime Stoppers, big fundraiser event, recognizing local law enforcement, the officers of the year from all the local police departments.
Yeah.
Everybody, go check that out.
I want to thank the rest of our sponsors, Brad.
Yeah,
of course,
please.
Dungeous Family of Autos. We have several individuals that have bought tables, but our businesses, Glenn Security, Dungeness Family of Autos, Central National Bank, Truity Credit Union, and Quick Trip.
Excellent.
We want to thank all those businesses that are helping.
Businesses. We really appreciate everything you guys do. And, you know, Crime Stoppers is funded in part through volunteer donations and tax-deductible contributions from the public. And they couldn't do it without this money. So,
yeah.
So let's help them out.
We've kind of set a traditional maximum payout on a reward of $1,000. And within the last year or so, I'll just highlight one tip that immediately comes to mind that we did pay our maximum reward for. It was a tip actually that led to solving 40 different gun theft crimes.
Wow.
Around the Bachelor Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco and Firearms came in and made some of the arrests on this gun theft, but also a lot of smaller crimes as well some of the individuals involved also were part of the drug trade. But
that's one of the things you don't really get much. You know, we don't hear that much about result of your efforts.
And I'm using a relatively old crime is because part of, again, anonymity. We hesitate when we even have a case in court unless it comes out in other court testimony. Uh-huh. That it was part of a crime.
It's not something
tip.
You would want to broadcast that the crime was solved because of a tip.
Yeah.
So I mean, I can see why that would kind of might discourage tips in a way.
And immediately the defendant then says, "Okay, who's talking about it?"
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I mean, that's another thing to reassure people and make sure you know they understand just how important it is for that anonymity and solving the crime.
Yeah. So we get the bonus. Chief Holland has said on this microphone several times that the value that a Crime Stoppers gives to any department is like a couple of part-time investigators because you're getting the benefit of the eyes and ears of the public.
Yeah, the whole community, really.
Yeah. And again, it's anonymous at no cost to the department.
Well, excellent. Thank you, Charlie, for everything you do there.
Well, I have a great board. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, a little bit more on the car business. Our red tag sale continues, folks. And don't forget, we started this a few weeks ago and brought it up, but now on every new vehicle at Dungeness, Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota, you get a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. And this is a real warranty. This is, you know, a lot of the stuff you may hear about these lifetime warranties and stuff, I've heard even some dealers, there's no contract. This is just kind of a in-house thing. This is a real warranty. We actually are paying for a policy that we do at our cost. This is a nationwide warranty. It comes with nationwide protection, rental reimbursement, 24/7 roadside assistance, emergency travel expense reimbursement, and tire hazard protection. You do not have to do your services at Dungeness. Of course, we want you to and desire that you do your service at Dungeness, but if you happen to move to Houston or New York City, your warranty is still going to work for you there. You know, so this is the real deal, and it comes at no cost to you with any new vehicle purchase at Dungeness. And that's just another way that we want to separate ourselves from the competition and stand out in your consideration for your next vehicle.
And again, I want to emphasize this is at no cost to the customer.
That's right.
And it, and because it's nationwide, whether they live their entire rest of their life in Northeast Oklahoma or whether they're transferred by choice by their employer or by family circumstances to any place else in the country, that's a nationwide warranty.
That's right. And you, and come in, ask us to look at the contract if you have any question about it. And some people think this is, because some people don't offer stuff with as much value. Some people think maybe this isn't really
it's a warranty,
great,
but you
come
have
and
to
look
have
at the contract.
Yeah.
Ours is there is a contract. It lists the stuff that's covered and the stuff that's excluded. It's got a great. It's really covers a lot of stuff. It is a limited warranty. It's not like a new vehicle warranty that covers everything, but it's going to cover the key powertrain components, everything, the water pumps, all the internally lubricated parts. It is a great warranty, and it'll go for 7 years, 100,000 miles from the date of your original purchase, and it's at no cost to you.
No, that is an excellent value for your customers, and I know that's what we talked about from the beginning of the program, is added value to your customers and make you the one-stop shop.
That's right, and because in the end, we know that it comes down to value. You know, price or this old game of price and back and forth and negotiation, it's largely, you know, out the window. We can't win that battle anymore. You have all the information. We're going to make you a great deal. We want to separate ourselves from the competition and have your business again and again and again. We know that it's about keeping you as a customer, and that's really, really all we're here for.
Well, and everything that you have talked about has been customer focused, and whether it's really the detail shop, whether it's the state-of-the-art collision center you built, probably more years than I really want to remember.
It's Enrique at the detail shop, and Joe at the body shop, and you know that's what comes to my mind.
Is
the characters, the personality of these people, and that's what shines. You know, when you get your car back, and you know that they cared about it, and they really want to do the best job for you.
Yeah, and if you're talking about Enrique, the car shines too.
Yeah, the car shines, and Enrique is a great guy. He will definitely take care of your car, and you'll make a friend at the same time.
And we don't spend a lot of time. It seems like every time Enrique comes in the conversation, it's the last 2 minutes of the program.
For whatever reason, I don't know.
You've got the menu of services. I mean, everything from...
Well, detail is a great thing because there's all kinds of different things. And these guys clean cars for a living, so they're really good at it. I mean, if you just have a stain you want them to attack, they can do that. The pop, the gum, whatever you want them to get out, they're as good as any at that.
And we've all spilled stuff.
Odors, all kinds of things that happen in vehicles. You know, that's what they do. If you want a full detail, you know, you got a ranch truck or something, you know, they're not cheap. I'll tell you that. But, you know, we have offerings of things, as low as $20, where we can do a wash and vac, where we do a great job cleaning it out, really get it really clean, too. And it's not just a running through a power wash or something. It's a real wash and vac, cleaned it up good. And you know, there's a whole spectrum of offerings from there up to the full detail.
Well, I mean, those of us, just the auto driver, the auto user, we can run it through the car wash of our choice and use the vacuum that is available. And there's some pretty good ones out there.
Oh,
but
yeah, no,
we're
I
not
use
doing
them
a professional
too. I use
job.
Them too, but every once in a while you need to have somebody really clean it and get in there and just get into those door jams and
has
really
the right
get
tools
the dust
to get there.
Out. And they know what they're doing. And I mean, I'm pretty good at it. I used to do it for a living, I suppose.
Probably better than me.
But the truth is, you know, they're going to take the time to get it right. And it takes hours to do a full detail on a car that's been used.
Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change. How late can people come in for an oil change today?
We'll be there till 6 o'clock tonight. And, you know, if you want to get the oil change before then, you usually get there a few minutes before that. But we'll be waiting for you on that. And don't forget about the Dungis Difference, the new 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty that comes with all our new vehicles.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you,
Brad Dungis with us this morning on Car Talk this morning. And commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.